Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Here we've got the Thursday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call
Dan,
into the podcast,
man,
646, we're not there yet. 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, the blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so if you didn't catch up on yesterday's blog yet, swing on over there and you can still do that. While you're there, of course, hit that link. It'll take you over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. And, you know, go ahead and give that a like. That would be nice of you. But don't forget we have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time. And, Dan, what are you at?
Dan's
your man with three E's. There you go. Now you're on in sync and on time and all that other good stuff. So, you know. All right. So, Dan, your guy Jimmy Butler got into a bit of a shouting match in the Heat game last night, and it was with one of his teammates. So I thought that was relatively interesting. This kind of seems to be a Jimmy Butler scenario here with what goes on. Is it just people, you know, other players can't match his intensity, or what do you think the nature is of this, especially, you know, the Heat are still in first place in the Eastern Conference? Oh, no, did I kill Dan already? We just started. I couldn't have done anything to Dan. Dan, what happened to you? Oh, Dan, where are you? All right, well, I guess we'll have to wait and see if Dan can come back here. But, yeah, Jimmy Butler had a shouting match with Udonis Haslam. Well, a lot of finger-pointing. I don't believe there was any actual contact between the two. Eric Spoelstra, the Heat head coach, actually got involved, ended up slamming his clipboard on the floor. And this did actually spark a little bit of a rally. Miami cut the Golden State's lead to one at one point. One at one point. Great, yeah. Then the Miami ended up losing the game 118-104. So while it kind of helped in the short run, in the long run it didn't really pay off. You know, I mean, this is one of those situations where it shouldn't really be a gigantic issue here. I mean, they've been the best team in the Eastern Conference for a while now, even though nobody's picking them. You know, everybody is still on the Brooklyn bandwagon, and there's a story about them we can get to as well if I can find Dan, because I want to get his opinion on this Jimmy Butler thing first. So, I don't know what happened to him. He must have had an issue there, because it doesn't look like he fell off. But, yeah, Miami still has a game-and-a-half lead over Philadelphia, Milwaukee, and Boston. So they're hanging on to first place, and obviously they're gonna be a playoff team. They've already clinched a spot. So, not that big a deal, I don't think. So, Dan, what do you think of the Jimmy Butler altercation with his teammate here? What's going on with this?
I think, like you said, I don't think that they might not be matching his intensity level. You know, Jimmy Butler, would you say, you know, and I hate to even say it like this, but, you know, Jimmy was under Tibbs. And I'm assuming, you know, with the time that Jimmy's been in the league, he might think there some of them are play at a softer level, so to speak. So, and
well, remember, what was
I think,
the problem in Minnesota with the two young guys?
Same thing. Same thing, wasn't it? Where they didn't
want to
practice. He thought they were what?
He thought they were soft, just like you said.
Oh, I didn't. I couldn't remember if he actually said that or not. So, you know, but yeah, I mean, Jimmy's rough. He's tough. He forked the tip. He played for the Bulls. I mean, you know, his history, you know, the fact that he was essentially homeless, kicked out, you know what I mean? So he's never had it easy, and I think he works hard. He wasn't a name they were talking about when he drafted or when he was drafted. And, you know, he's done a lot, and I think, in the league. And what hasn't he done? Gotten to that championship round. So.
Yeah. Do you think it also maybe affects him because, you know, with the exception of this time, because it was him and Udonis Haslam, who's a known tough guy, so that would have been interesting. But, you know, do you think a lot of time Butler's problem is the fact that, you know, he was a second-round draft pick and wasn't expected to be an NBA superstar? So he had to work to get to where he is now, and now he's one of the best players in the league.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe that plays into it a little when he sees guys kind of slacking or kind of dogging? And they were scuffling last night when this happened.
Yeah, I mean, I think that has a huge impact on his attitude. I don't even want to use the word attitude, but, you know, I guess that's kind of how he plays. I'm just going to use the word attitude because I can't think of something better right now. But on the court, you know, you need to bust your ass, work hard. He's busted his ass. And I think, you know, maybe this may not be so prevalent to you and I or the fans because, you know, we're not in locker rooms with these guys. We're not seeing it. We're not on buses. We're not on the court with them every day, that there might be some guys in the league who, I don't want to say it's their only skill, but it's their only skill. They just happen to be really good at it, and they're happy they're getting paid money, and they might not see it as anything other than that. And I think, you know, there's probably some guys in the league that are more so about the money than the actual game, and, you know, that can kind of add to it as well, you know, frustration with other players.
So, yeah, I just, you know, I kind of always kind of wonder, you know, what it is because he, you know, he's had this, you know, he had this issue in Minnesota. I don't remember if he had it here in Chicago. Somebody said he did, but I don't remember that happening. So
it was almost like he had a big mouth. That's kind of what it was summed up to be. He had a big mouth towards the end of his career here, and, you know, it was alleged that some were, you know, even alleging that he was thinking he was bigger than what he was, and, you know, he just didn't have the right to kind of say what he was saying, but I think he earned it, especially after he's moved on. So, but, you know, it's interesting, though, because this kind of gets blown out of proportion. He gets in a fight, an argument with them, and, you know, I mean, some guys hold grudges, some don't. You know, it's like I said, though, they're all on the court every single day. It can be kind of like a family type thing. And when they get off the court and, you know, a couple of days pass or whatever, you know, things might just roll over where media, us, might be talking about it, still wondering what's going on and does Jimmy have a problem with young guys. But then again, you know, he's kind of, I don't want to say anything, put it too harsh, but almost villainized for it, where we know that problem comes out of a certain veteran, high-quality player, and it's just written off. So it's interesting how the attention can be placed on differently on certain players, even though it's the same exact situation.
So, yeah. Now, you know, you mentioned it a little bit. Now, what do you think this does to the team? Does this galvanize them, or does this kind of pour them down the rabbit hole and they struggle?
No, I think this should help maybe get something through the young guys' heads and, you know, that, you know, how could you truly be mad at him? Of course, when it, at the time it happens, you're mad. But if you're understanding on the same level and it's more so out of the heart of the game and wanting to win, you know, see another championship in Miami, which, let's be honest, if we were picking stuff and we know how the media picked, nobody was picking the Heat to go all the way or, you know, get to that point and to finish first. So, you know, maybe there's some of that added to it. So if they can all get on the same page, I think it'll help boost it because, you know, Jimmy can sit there and just not point the finger, but give the example, like, it never worked out for him in Chicago, and look at what just happened to that team. They were right next to us, and now they're fighting for the play-in.
That'll teach them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then we had some other news that is not only NBA affected, but also Major League Baseball affected. New York, was it the mayor or the governor came out today, and they rolled back their COVID restrictions, Dan. So that means Kyrie Irving, his worst nightmare came true, Dan. He can now play in home games, so he actually has to play in every game. I guess the question becomes with Kyrie, how long does it take him to get hurt or sit out and skip a game?
So he'll be playing full time, but you said there's only, what, 10 games left?
Yeah, I think they only have about 10 games, but that's a lot for Kyrie.
Yeah. you know, jokingly, I would say in game three, but no, I think he needs to wrap up that season.
So, you know, and the odd part about this whole thing, Dan, is even though the New York has rolled it back, as of right now, going into the playoffs, Brooklyn would face Toronto, and Kyrie wouldn't be allowed to play in Toronto.
Wow.
So, and of course, you know, this also affects the Mets and the Yankees. You know, they have some unvaccinated players, most notably Aaron Judge. So now he will be able to play and work out at home. Of course, he won't be able to go to Toronto either. But, you know, that's Aaron Judge problem.
Sad.
So.
Kind of interesting the way you put that, though, Big Jack. That it's NBA, but I'm up Major League Baseball news. I mean, I don't know, dude. It's kind of convenient, and it's interesting. And you've got to wonder how differently connected the MLB is than the NBA to politics.
Yeah,
let's be honest. This is all political. This is all political.
Yeah, if you listen to the press conference or just read the quotes from it, they talk a lot about the economic income of New York, and that's the Mets and the they drive that in New York. That's this was changed, because it's baseball season in like 2 weeks. So, it, you know, if it was just still basketball season, this would have never even came up. But the fact that baseball season is right around the corner, they needed to get this done because, you know, the Mets and the Yankees need to draw people into the city to watch games. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, you know, even for me, I don't know what we're going to do this summer. I'm probably not going to go to New York, but, you know, with a Disney trip on the horizon. But, I mean, if we weren't planning a family trip like that, this would open up a possibility for me. So, you know, and I'm just one man, of course, with a wife and two kids that wouldn't really care to be at the baseball game for 3 hours in state, let alone out of state. But, you know, that would open up the possibility. So I know there's a lot of people out there that would be, like you said, be driving that revenue for them and traveling to New York to see their team take out the Yankees or, you know, transplants or just however they became Yankee fans traveling back to New York to go see a game. So, I the commissioner's office is in New York, too. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's very interesting how, you know, all the stuff that we've seen and gone through and how everyone's changing it up, and they were kind of behind, and all of a sudden, well, you know, the Mets still drew, and maybe that was a big part of it, Big Jack, was the fact that the season tickets were purchased before the season opened, right? So that was it.
Oh,
they already
God,
knew
yeah.
the revenue kind of, you know, they already knew it was coming in. So as we've had some other podcasters on our show, you know, Dan the Man here is putting on his foil hat, even though it's right there in front of us. So it's just kind of interesting to see it kind of work out that way. So,
well, you know, I'm gonna focus, what do a lot of fans do after the game, Dan?
Stay around, hang around, drink, eat.
Right. So
spend money.
Yeah, they the neighborhood there, as long as there's someplace to go. So, you know, that's where they're going to get their economic boost from. So, you know, and you got each team has 81 home games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. Not so much the timing, but the reasoning behind it. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it'll be interesting to kind of follow along and see, you know, how the Nets do, because they're still everybody's hot pick, even though, you know, they're in eighth place. You know, now that Kevin Durant is back healthy and Kyrie is going to play, you know, everybody's still they stayed on the bandwagon all year. So we'll see where they are and, you know, if they can come out of the East like everybody projected. But I'm not so sure that's going to happen. But, you know, I'm not a basketball expert, as we know. You know, my fantasy team didn't make the playoffs. I did end up in 10th. So I didn't make the playoffs. Did you get in? Where did you end up?
No, I think I ended up not too far behind you in, like, 13th place or something. So
what you're admitting to the people right now is my auto-drafted team, because I forgot about the draft, that I just went along and managed all of you. It's better for first. Right?
Yeah, I hate you for that. Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you were willing to admit that on the air, that, you know, my my auto-pick team finished right in the middle, 10th out of 20th. So.
Did you really make any moves that much, or did you?
Dude, I made so many moves on that team, it wasn't even funny. So, you know, I think I maxed out certain positions, flipping and flopping guys in. So it was a long year, but I felt bad that I missed the draft. Wanted to get in there and make sure I handled the team correctly.
No, well, I finished better than I said. I was in 12th.
Oh, okay. So.
You were just, well, obviously you beat me, but you were in the toughest division. You know, three of the playoff people, the top guy in your division had 156 wins. He just dominated the hell out of all of us. You know, right behind him, the number three guy with 140 wins. So it's kind of interesting how we just got demolished in this league.
Yeah, I kind of knew I was in trouble when I passed, but, you know, I did what I could. I was hoping to sneak into the playoffs, and for a while I was hanging around. But, I think I ended up having a rough couple last weeks. I needed to face the you know, the dead teams and pick up big wins, and it just didn't happen.
Well, oddly, that's the last three or four weeks for me were just the bad teams. And I was beaten up on all of them, but, you know, at least it got me out of the cellar into 12th. And, I mean, you know, hockey's about to wrap up pretty soon. I don't even know what the hell I'm going to do next year. We have this team of actual guys that are, love hockey, and, I don't know what to do, how to keep up with them.
Yeah, you're going to have to study up and make sure you're up on all your hockey knowledge. I'm not making the playoffs there either. You're actually ahead of me there. You're in 11th. I'm in 14th, and I'm getting my teeth kicked in this week. So, because I think, do the playoffs start next week or is it the week after?
I think there might have been like a 2 week difference.
Week 24.
So.
Yeah, I mean, well, if it makes you feel better, I'm getting just beat up this week. I don't remember what our minimum goalie was. Was it just one?
I don't remember.
I know it was low.
I think we went just one because a lot of people complained about two.
Yeah, but, I mean, even with that, it still seems so hard to get decent, you know, just so hard to still get a starting goalies and then have enough of them because it seemed like despite it, there were still guys with a lot of goalies who, you know, if you had three starters and you got them three times or maybe up to five that week, you were like, oh, I'm doing good. And then I look and the guy, you know, next guy I'm up against has like six goalies. You know, he's already got 10 wins. I'm like, what the hell? We lowered it to make it easier. Everyone still wanted to go after the goalies. So.
Yeah, there were a team or two that stacked up on goalies. So, I hopefully it worked out for them. You know, I got three starters is how I went, and it worked out okay for me. My goalies are doing okay. So.
Well, you know, luckily, I have five, but the one guy is NA. I just figured I'd keep him in case he came back.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, everybody's got their own little strategy, and obviously mine didn't work. I realized after we did the draft that I didn't get enough scoring. So next year I'll have to correct that. I went for too many guys who were just kind of, you know, average overall. You know, didn't score a lot of goals, didn't get a lot of assists, but they were good. And in the end, that ended up kind of costing me because I didn't put up the numbers I needed to put up. So next year I'll have to get my hands on Alex Ovechkin and score some goals.
I haven't looked at it that whole lot, but hey, you got to fight me for him. And the app is fucking average. Here we go.
Someone right, I can go get him, no problem.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Ovechkin had 281 shots on goal.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's a monster. So,
25 PowerPoint plays. Point. I mean,
you know, that's how he is. I mean, my highest guy is 184, and it's a defenseman. So. Wow. You know, that's just how it kind of goes. So, did you take notes on what rules they wanted to swap for next year? Because I don't remember already. I know it was like faceoffs won or lost or something, but I forgot what they wanted put in. So.
Yeah. In a couple, you know, once the season kind of starts wrapping up, I'll go through the message board again, and then the spreadsheet I created. I'll take all the notes, and I don't know, and then we should like meet up or maybe have an online phone call, look at our teams, help strategize. For next year, like, what do we got to do? What do we have to learn in hockey?
Well, what do you have to learn?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just a different animal. It's a different animal with hockey. You know, you got to keep up with it. You know, I have to turn the notifications off sometimes or silence my phone because these guys are constantly in there. They're up to date, so that's what makes it hard. And you know, especially who Jimmy Slap Page or something, he's in there every day. There's a few other guys that are in there every day, updating, and you know, it shows they're up in the top.
So yeah, I'm interested. He was the one who kept emailing me about having friends that wanted to play baseball. So I'm interested to know how his friends do.
Yeah. So and then, you know, I don't remember who it was exactly, but we only had two dead teams. You know, one guy, girl, whatever, didn't even sign in, just auto-renewed it. And the other one caved, not even halfway through, like in the summer. Well, not in the summer, but in the beginning of the season. I'm like, because someone else, one of the two other guys said, oh, I have two friends that would join. So I'm like, hey, you lose two, we'll gain two. Kind of cool to have the same group of guys in the league for an extended period of time, especially with 20 teams. And, you know, I don't think – have you ever experienced something like that where you're able to keep that many? I know you've been doing fantasy a lot longer than I have.
We haven't had a league that's kept more than, in all honesty, you know what, 14? You know, because we generally cut the last five. And, you know, even then we still get dead teams. So, yeah, I mean, it's tough.
Yeah. Well, I find, you know, the fact that we used to dwell, we had to cut the last five teams because we invited so many people that we thought that, oh, hey, let me play. And then they couldn't keep up. They just quit. So, you know, and it's funny because we'd have guys that we thought were into it because they'd be at the draft. And they stop playing, you know. So that was always interesting. So I think we've done a good job of cycling out to where we don't have to get rid of the last five. Now it's just kind of getting rid of the last couple.
Yes, that's so, all. We just got to make sure we know who the dead teams were, which is something else you'll have to note mentally when you go in and check the message board. And then we'll just drop however many that is and auto-renew everybody else. So.
Yeah, and that's because I took notes last year for baseball. There was teams I knew. I deleted them first and then sent out the renewals.
So, yeah, it's just, you know, just a matter of keeping up. And slowly but surely it's getting better, but hockey has been the best one yet. I mean, this is just nuts. So...
And they don't, you know, make fun of me for not being good.
I would make fun of you for not getting into the playoffs, but I didn't get in either. So, you know.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise it would be more fun. Oh, so and then I saw we had I don't know, you call it a minor trade. I mean, it was two decent outfielders. I saw the Blue Jays sent Randall Grichuk to Colorado for Ramal Tapia, I think it's Ramal. So kind of a minor swap there, but yeah, for a change, Dan, no big NFL news. There was no great trade today or free agent signing or somebody coming out of retirement. Can you believe that?
No, we cannot. You know, I would think that we would have had something, but, you know, kind of jumping on football talk, you getting excited for the USFL in a couple of weeks?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, you know, that's my summer entertainment since I'm not watching baseball.
Miss all the fun stuff.
You know, that'll have to help me out. So, you know, I was practicing today. I was watching the PGA match play golf just because, you know, I'm going to need something to watch. So, you know, I gotta be ready to go. So, you know how that goes, unfortunately for me,
yeah.
But that's the price you pay for being hardcore, right?
A little too hardcore for me.
Yeah, probably, but, you know, they upset me greatly. They hurt my feelings,
yeah.
And I don't like that. My feelings hurt. So that's what happens. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sooner than later, you'll soften up and go back.
We'll see. Maybe mid-season or something. We'll see how it goes. But what do you say you and I go away so you can get your stuff done and I can do whatever I've got to do and we can come back tomorrow. How does that sound? Or I can come back tomorrow.
Sounds great. Say hi to Schomburg Stu.
Yeah, we have something to learn today. You can listen to it. I'm happy with everybody.